governments that were supporting us, but of course, not only the governments, you know, there have been scientists, not only within the company, but to a great extent, also external scientists that supported us on the way, governments, regulatory authorities, not to forget, companies, third-party companies that we worked with, you know, to make the impossible possible at the end of the day, because, I mean, it hasn't been seen that a company has developed a compound, a vaccine from scratch within less than a year to get it to approval with a technology that was unproven at that point in time, so to say. So maybe a few examples of what governments and authorities really helped us with, because that's once in a while, you know, it's just not highlighted enough. And therefore, I think the question is a very fair and good one, because regulatory authorities, we have to say, worked day and night to really support us in accelerating the development and the approval process at their end, you know, reviewing the data, reviewing the documents that we filed immediately upon submission. So thus minimizing really the administrative waiting periods that you normally have to face. And another example is, for example, regional and national authorities that prioritize the approval of our site in Marburg, which is one of the largest mRNA production facilities in the world. And they were really incredibly quick in doing so. So I think we since then have actively working with governments around the world, with global health partners to work towards fair and equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. So to that's maybe not known, we'll delivering around 40% of this year's production capacity to low and middle income countries. By the end of next year, we plan to have delivered 2 billion doses to low income countries. For this year, the goal is around 1 billion. We delivered already more than 519 million doses by October the 10th, as that's the date of that number. So we've really done a lot and got a lot of support from governments and regulatory authorities to really be able to do that. We conducted numerous technology transfers to dramatically increase the production. I think we have been one with Pfizer that really increased the production capacity to 3 billion, estimated 3 billion doses by end of this year. So we increased significantly towards what we originally planned to be able to produce. So overall, I think this continued expansion of manufacturing capabilities, leveraged GMP certified sites and experienced manufacturers will help to end the pandemic by ensuring really a supply worldwide with safe and effective vaccines.
You're so right.